Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody is killing dolphins in a really gruesome way off Florida's Gulf Coast. Authorities are taking it seriously. There's a $20,000 reward. Stacy Horseman is a bottlenose dolphin conservation coordinator for NOAA Fisheries. Stacy, take us through what's going on.
Yes. So there's two dolphins that stranded within a couple of days apart, actually, in Florida, one on January 27th in Pensacola Beach, which is in the Panhandle, stranded dead, and it had a bullet found in its left side. On January 30th, a dolphin stranded dead on Naples Beach, which is down on the southwest Florida coast. And it had a very large open wound on the right side of its jaw and mouth area. And that's the dolphin where we're currently thinking it was had a gunshot wound or stabbed with some type of sharp object.
Now, first of all, has this, in your experience, I don't know how long you've been doing what you've been doing, has this ever happened before, anything like this?
We, unfortunately, have had way too many of these cases that we refer to as intentional harm. So these dolphins were intentionally harmed while they were alive. And since 2002, in the strandings data, we recorded 29 incidents of dolphins with gunshot wounds or impalements with sharp objects.
Now, has anybody ever been caught?
Yes. And there have been about six federally prosecuted cases for dolphins being shot with guns or with arrows.
Now, the two ones that we're talking about now, does anybody have any clue as to how this happened or who might have done it? Or is there any motive that anyone can think of?
Well, the who might have done it is why we've gone out with this media advisory. It's so, so important with these cases for the public to get involved and provide our Office of Law Enforcement with any tips or any information that they may have or anything that they saw in these areas with a dolphin that might have been unusual. In terms of how this might happen, we believe that these types of cases stem from dolphins being illegally fed, which is obviously illegal under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, but it leads to a domino effect of behavior changes for dolphins that can end up with really shocking and horrific crimes like as these, but also dolphins getting entangled in fishing gear or hit by boats and things of that nature.
I'm curious, in the previous cases where some of the people had been apprehended and convicted, what were their reasons for killing a dolphin?
So for some of them, we have heard that the results were that they were fishermen. That was either they were shooting at a dolphin or throwing the pipe bombs, making and throwing the pipe bombs to keep dolphins away from their fishing gear and their catch.
Oh, I see. So some of the fishermen think that the dolphins are, in effect, a nuisance to the fish that they're trying to catch for a livelihood, and so they kill them?
So what happens when dolphins are fed, their behaviors change. They lose their natural awareness of people and boats and fishing gear. And so they start to associate us with food, an easy meal, a free handout, if you will. So they'll start to beg from boats, from fishing boats, and they even learn to start taking bait and catch directly off of fishing gear. So that can result in lost catch, lost opportunities to fish, or damage to fishing gear. So these behaviors can become unwelcome and lead to frustration.
Stacy Horseman, bottlenose dolphin conservation coordinator, NOAA Fisheries.